Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Can you imagine being able, like Paul said, I knew a man, whether it was in his body or not in his body, but he was caught up into the third heaven. Well, I have a guest that was caught up into the third heaven, and he tells me that once he has done something in the spirit, then he has the faith to keep doing it. For instance, James Durham, you told me that when you've been healed of something physically, you have the faith to pray for other people to be healed of the same conditions. Tell me two conditions you've been healed of personally.
I've been healed of rotator cuff damage in both shoulders, and I was told coming out of the Army I needed both knees to be replaced. But Dr. Jesus took care of all four of those situations.
And I'll tell you one thing that I'm interested in personally. You notice what I have on, a pair of glasses. God healed your eyes.
That's correct.
What did he do?
All my life I wore trifocals, and I had had to have those glasses for everything. And I suddenly began to think my glasses were dirty or foggy. I took them off, and they were clear, clean. And then as I had my glasses off, I looked, and I could see without the glasses. And so the distant vision and the near vision both were healed. The only thing that remaining, and I'm believing for it any time now, is for reading.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what intrigues me even more than anything we've said, if that's not enough. Oh, by the way, do you go to the third heaven every day?
Almost every day. I went every day for 3 years, 4 months, and 2 weeks. But now almost every day. I was there this morning.
Did you get any instructions this morning? Was that the words that you prayed yesterday, the words of knowledge? Or it was Monday, I think.
I received something a little different that added on to something that you teach about the middle wall of separation coming down.
Tell me what it was. What did you
receive? What I saw was the wall of separation between heaven and earth coming down.
Whoa.
Instead of me going up to heaven, heaven came down to me. And I suddenly was aware Jesus had said many times that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not some long distance away. It's not far, far away. And this morning, I just saw it was like the physical things in front of me just disappeared, and I was looking into that worship room, the throne room in heaven, and I was in my room and partially in that room at the same time. And I believe that that wall of separation is coming down.
It's almost like a veil is being removed.
Yes. Like 2 Corinthians 3:18, that now all of us with unveiled faces can begin to see the glory of God like in a mirror and then move from glory to glory.
I have to believe that this is happening right now because we're so close to the return of Jesus.
Yes. That's my understanding, that we're so close and that God is breaking down every barrier, every separation, and even that wall dividing heaven and earth is down at this time.
Okay. Another thing that intrigues me, I mean, there's so much, Mishpucha. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's provoking this Jew to jealousy. I hope he's provoking you to jealousy, too. Well, one time you went to a third heaven, and when you got back, something was going on with your hands. They were like on fire. Tell me the circumstances of this.
When I visited in heaven, the Lord put a stone in each hand. In the left hand was a ruby that was about the size of an egg, and it began to melt into my hand. As it did, my hand just caught on fire. I asked the Lord what that was, and he said it was the love of the Father, and that he was imparting that for me to release that to other people, to release the love of the Father to people, especially I think we're in a fatherless generation around the world, and people are crying out for the love of the Father.
What does this do for a person when they receive the love of the Father?
I think they feel acceptance. They suddenly feel connected, a connection they've never had before. Without a father, they're not really connected to their
history. So you're talking to half of the people probably in America
yes.
when you're talking that. So your hands were on fire in the third heaven. What happened when you got to earth?
When I got back to earth, they were still on fire, and it was a very painful fire. And the only relief I could get was to put my hands under a cold water faucet and let them cool off. But as soon as I pulled them back out from under the faucet, they were on fire again.
And now, when you touched people, could they feel your hands were warm? Like your wife, if she touched your hands, would she know that they were on fire?
Yes, she would. And sometimes when because she started experiencing this, I know it's transferable because she started to experience it within a few days after that experience I had. And sometimes when we're praying on people, they say over people, they say the fire is so hot, it's like it's burning their skin.
Now, did you see an increase of physical healing when you would lay hands on people?
Yes, when that fire is present and especially the fire in the right hand, it releases the healing anointing. In the left was the Father's love, but in the right hand was for healing. And the presence of that fire just heals so many different things we've seen.
You know what I'd like you to pray right now, if you don't mind? We're living in a generation, even those that have had relatively good fathers, compared to the Father's love, it's nothing. I believe that you can pray a prayer right now of impartation for everyone that wants this to receive the Father's love. Would you pray that, James, right now?
Yes, I will. Father God, I give you thanks and praise that you are love, that you release such an overpowering wave of love into our hearts that it literally changes us forever. And Father God, I ask right now that you release that. I release an impartation to everyone listening to this, that you would let the flow, the wave of your love flow over them, in them, through them, Lord. Let it be a life-changing experience of acceptance, of love, empowering, cleansing, purifying. And Lord, connect them with their inheritance, with the generations of the faithful. Lord, restore them to the unity level of glory with you. And I pray it right now. Release that impartation in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen.
Boy, there's such a sweet, this is the only way I can describe it, sweet flow of God's Spirit. Now, when you go to the third heaven, James, you hear things about the future for even countries. For instance, you've heard things about Israel, about the United States, about Korea. Korea's been a lot in the news, especially the character that's the president of North Korea. What's going to happen to Korea from what God's telling you?
From what God's telling me is that we're looking in the very near future to another regime change in the north that's going to be much more moderate. And I heard the Lord say there will be even another one after that. And it's going to open the floodgate for evangelists from South Korea to sweep into North Korea and restore them to Father God. Standing on the demilitarized zone in 2010, I felt such a pain in my heart. The Holy Spirit let me feel some of his grief over the lost souls in North Korea. And I know that
I understand that it's horrific for those that become Christians. They go off to slave labor camps and usually die.
And even now, public executions. They're accused of terrible crimes. The crimes that they're accused of pornography and other things, but the pornography they're talking about is they're watching Christian videos and reading the Bible, reading devotional books. And public executions, just terrible persecution, and yet they persist.
Now, what do you see as far as when South Korea is free to evangelize North Korea? What's going to happen to Korea as a country?
I think Korea as a country is going to just release a powerful flow of revival that will reach around the whole world. when this happened, there's going to be an explosion of glory that moves throughout the world. I don't think anyone will be able to ignore what happens in North Korea. When that wall comes down and the masses of people are introduced to their Father God and to Yeshua, it will get the attention of the whole world.
But I'm reminded in the 9th chapter of Romans, it says of the Jewish people, of them is the glory. What is God showing you about the glory and Israel?
The Lord is telling me that it's going to happen simultaneously. That there's going to be a release of evangelistic spirit in Israel that's going to also get the attention of the whole world. That's why every day I pray that powerful prophetic words would be released along with the shalom of God over Israel to lead them back to Him through Yeshua HaMashiach. And I just see there's going to be a wave of glory and of revival in Israel that will catch the attention of the whole world.
And how about the United States? Are we Swiss cheese? What's going to happen to us?
I think that when we see those things happening, it's going to provoke us to jealousy. And there's going to be an opening, a powerful opening in the United States. I just see God positioning people now along the interstate highways to begin to pray for a flow of the Spirit, a flow and move of the Holy Spirit and revival to crisscross across the entire United States.
When you say revival, draw me a picture with words. What is this going to look like?
Well, the amazing thing is God keeps telling me that He's going to do something completely new, so new that we don't even have words yet to describe it. I believe there's going
to be... I like that. That means the religious people will say, I've never seen that before, as if they know everything of God, and they're going to miss it.
Absolutely, they will. My prayer is that I won't miss it and that you won't miss it.
Good. And my prayer is that those listening to us will not miss it. And you know what? You're not going to. You're hungry for God. And because you're so hungry for God, I want to make available to you these two books. I mean, James was commissioned from heaven to teach you how to have third heaven visitations, how to go into the secret place and get instructions that only you can do, that God has for you. The two books, the 3-CD set, the special prayer of impartation, all available for a gift of $45. Call or write today. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.